Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Begin the second hour with one of the popular subjects in town, University of Miami, and obviously the Hurricanes. Winding down spring football. Next Saturday, they will have their spring football game on campus at Cobb Stadium beginning at 3 o'clock. A lot of good things planned throughout the day. And obviously somebody who's on top of it on a daily basis from Locked On Canes, Alex Dono, and he's kind enough to join us. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time on a Friday evening. I know that certainly you've been really, really busy at it, especially because there is no off season. You've got your portal going at all times, the NIL deals, a commitment a day. Talk about what your schedule's been, because, I mean, you're nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and I'm really appreciative of the fact that there's not a real off season, because my content is year round no matter what. So I would either be having to kind of like, you know, pull topics out of nowhere, or thankfully, with Miami and with college football in general and college sports in general, there's always something to get to. And yeah, it's been a fun spring period for Miami. You know, we're 8 days away from that coming to an end, so I'm certainly going to miss that. But, you know, once spring football ramps down, Miami's got their spring game on April 12th. Blue, 3 days later, the transfer portal opens again. And, you know, I know Miami, I'm sure Miami's going to be active, and we'll kind of get a better idea, you know, over the next, I guess they have three more practices plus the spring game, exactly what the needs are going to be. You know, a lot of the ones that have been talked about, maybe potentially another veteran wide receiver to join the group to give Carson Beck another proven weapon, you know, maybe adding possibly another safety and another linebacker. So Miami, we expect them to do some shopping again in spring. And then, you know, in the meantime, in addition to being able to cover and talk about all these practices that are going on, yeah, there's been some recruiting news. Lately, it's been offensive line heavy. Miami landing Ben Congdon a few weeks ago, landing Joel Irvin, another offensive lineman, over the weekend, and most recently landing J.J. Sparks out of the Bowl School in Jacksonville just a couple of days ago. So Cristobal is building up those trenches, Blue, and there's never a dull moment with the Canes.
I think I reiterate this with you every time we're on. 3 years ago, you and I talked, and the offensive line was abysmal. I mean, they were getting pushed back into the running backs. It was easily one of the spots that you say to yourself, wow, if we don't shore that up. Flash forward to 2025, it's arguably not only the best part of the offense, or maybe the team, but one of the best in the country now from a starting standpoint, from a depth standpoint. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, when Coach Cristobal went to Oregon, his main priority was to build the fortress around all of his offensive weapons, also on the defensive side of the ball. He's done the same thing here, and it's, as you alluded to, the process never stops, because now they're adding more marquee kids, not just bodies, but guys who are big time kids.
And I think it's a bit of a bold prediction, because Miami's offensive line was really good last year. I mean, we saw the way they protected Cam Ward. We saw the way they opened up running lanes. You know, Miami last season was sixth in the country in yards per carry, which is, you know, a testament to your backs and to your offensive line. But I truly believe Miami's offensive line can be and probably will be even better this year. And that's despite, you know, a couple of, you know, notable losses. You know, Jalen Rivers, who's been one of my favorite Canes for the 4 or 5 years that he was in Miami, he's moving on to the NFL. But, you know, Miami is able to, you know, essentially replace him with Markell Bell, who made huge strides last year. The giant that he's about the size Bryant McKinnie used to be when he played at Miami. And Bell rounded out his technique, and he got a lot of opportunities to play and get better last year. You know, you have basically the same guys competing for left guard that you had a year ago, so I expect that to be even better. You know, Ryan Rodriguez is healthy again. He's doing really well in practice. We saw Matthew McCoy get a lot of good reps there at left guard. So Miami's pretty set there. You know, Miami lost their one-and-done center from last year, but they replaced him. Zach Carpenter last year, they replaced him with James Brockermeyer out of TCU, who's doing really well. He looks just as good. And then on the right side of the offensive line, Blue, you've had that stability there for the last three seasons. And Inez Cooper has continued to get better. It'll be his fourth year at Miami. And CeCe Mauinoa is probably going to be a first-round draft pick next year. So, and those are just the starters. Like, they've got depth guys. Tommy Kinsler seems to be practicing very well. He may end up being the first or second guy, you know, off the bench. And you know, we'll see Pancake Honcho, Samson Okunlola, if he can have a breakout year. He's had some injury troubles his first 2 years. So really, when you're breaking down what is going to make Miami tick next year, it starts with the offensive line. I mean, Cristobal and Mirabal have done such a good job, not only building that unit through recruiting and in a few cases in the transfer portal, but developing those guys. Like, you cannot question Miami's development on the offensive line. They're going to be really good this year.
No doubt. Alex Donnell joins us from Locked On Canes. And, you know, another part of the question last year was the defensive secondary. And from the practice that I went to, and just watching some of the athletes that they have in here, they're light years better, obviously, from a skill position-wise. Obviously, now there has to be a chemistry issue. Everybody has to learn to play together. Talk about what you've seen in the secondary.
The room looks a lot larger, physically larger, and deeper. If I go from spring to spring, Blue, and Miami did get some healthy bodies back for fall camp last year, but then some guys got injured during the season. I remember covering spring football a year ago at this time, and they just barely had enough like healthy corners to get through practice, because they had a lot of unfortunately timed injuries, guys who weren't back from injury yet. You know, the room, you know, a little banged up right now, but the room looks deep. And, you know, almost everybody in that defensive secondary, safeties and corners, I think all but one of them are at least 6 feet tall. I think Charles Brantley, the transfer corner who could probably play nickel at Miami, he's 5'10", 5'11". Everybody else is 6 foot or above. And, you know, some of these guys pack, you know, a really good combination of speed, size, and physicality. You know, probably the one that's impressed us most, you know, in the media viewing has been Xavier Lucas, who, you know, I know you covered him going back to back to Pee Wee League before even got to American Heritage. And I like the new safety, Zachariah Poyser. And, you know, I think, OJ Frederick, who had a wonderful year last year, if he can continue to develop. And, you know, Zaquan Patterson, you know, was banged up a little bit for most of spring, but he got healthy this week. So we're seeing more of Zaquan Patterson. And so, you know, when you started the question, Blue, you hit the nail on the head. Like, for the secondary to succeed this year, I believe they have the bodies and they have the depth. It's really all about the communication and the understanding. Like, that's because that was one of the areas where they failed last year. You know, different coaches, but, you know, a lot of different players, different coaches. But I didn't think they communicated well last year. Cristobal really emphasized that with the guys that he picked up. So, if these guys can all get on the same page with so many new faces and new coaches, new cornerbacks coach, new safeties coach, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, I agree. Before we let you go, What has been the bright spot? Has there been a position? Has there been a player during the first 3 weeks that maybe jumped off the page that you said, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, something I hadn't really gotten to that I've really enjoyed, like some individuals I've enjoyed watching. JoJo Trader, as he's been consistently the top wide receiver performer. And, you know, one of the big concerns that we have, you know, about Miami's receiver room is just based on how many guys they lost from last year.
Sure.
I mean, they lost almost all of their production at wide out. You know, JoJo played a little bit last year, but not a whole lot. I mean, it was basically the bowl game was the most playing time that he got, but he's looking like someone who's ready to break out. You know, some CJ Daniels just made his practice debut this week. He was banged up prior to that. And now he's an elder statesman. He's a 6-year senior blue transfer right. from LSU, played at Liberty before LSU and just put up monster numbers at Liberty. First week for Daniels, I think, was really encouraging. And he's someone who he's got all of the maturity that you would hope a 6-year guy comes with, because he gets the guys together for meetings and workouts. And he seems like a vocal leader type, which is really good. A couple of young guys on offense that have been standing out. Malachi Toney, with no surprise to you, because you told me months ago, Malachi Toney can hit the ground running, and he's looked really good so far. And we've seen some good contested catches from another receiver, Joshua Moore, who's got that big body and that good wingspan. So, yeah, the receivers are encouraging.
Good stuff. Alex, I know that you're going to be busy all this week. Let everybody know how they can follow you. Obviously, you can have Locked On Canes. Sometimes you go twice a day.
Yeah, and that's always the best place to find me. If you want to search on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search Locked On Canes, and we do a lot. We do at least one episode a day. We two today, two earlier this week at one point. So you can find all my stuff at Locked On Canes. And if I can give a quick shameless plug, Blue,
yes,
I know you have me on your show frequently as a media guy. You're going to have to start having me on as a coach soon. Because I am making my head coaching I-9 youth soccer debut tomorrow. I was an assistant coach last season, and I felt my tactics, my Italian soccer tactics, cannot be contained to assistant coaching. So I am a head coach now this season.
Well, I'll tell you what, in about 10 years, Luca Dono is going to write a book about his dad being a coach. Alex, it's going to be fun. Alex, I can't thank you enough. Thanks so much. As always, we'll see you soon. And especially next week, we'll see you at the spring game. And we'll talk to you on your program again.
Yeah, thank you, Blue. And thank you, Trevor, as well. Thank you guys.
Anytime. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes. Glad he could be with us, certainly on this Friday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.